Hey there. You got a bunch of leads, but too swamped to make heads or tails out of them? When it comes to sealing the deal, do you just throw out a number and hope for the best? Well, it's time to change that too. Welcome to the Million Dollar Pipeline Challenge, tailor-made for the home services and remodeling pros just like you. We're cutting through the clutter, showing you how to chat with your customers and nail your pitches and boost those conversions. No more guesswork, just solid strategies to grow your business. Tune in to transform your approach and let's build that million-dollar pipeline together. Text the word money to 844-949-1984. That's the word money to 844-949-1984 to begin your million-dollar pipeline challenge today.
Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Today's topic, why this show? So, Steve, why don't you share with us why you are excited about Blue Collar BS?
I'm excited about the Blue Collar BS because we have seen throughout the past few decades just the true erosion of the talent. And when we mean talent, what we're really talking about is we're watching the baby boomers exit the workforce at an increased rate. And the different generations, as Gen X's, as the millennials, as the Gen Z's have all come in, they've all brought a different dynamic that the baby boomers that were in there have not had to face and deal with in the workforce before. And with Gen Z's being the greatest or having the highest available workforce coming in, the different nuances that they have and believe in their styles of communication are dramatically different from the baby boomers that are exiting the workforce. And so there's a clash I'm seeing across the US is just the sheer one is a sheer avoidance. Two is just, we can't find good workers because they don't hold the same values that we as the baby boomers would have. And so I'm really interested and stoked about having those conversations and really diving in and busting those myths, having a better understanding of each generation in the workforce today.
I cannot agree with you more, Steve. BS about we can't find good people. You know, in 2001, after 9/11, and people left the, guys left the trades and manufacturing by droves because they were tired of the up and down cycle that we just came out of. But they came back in because they were still young enough to do it. And they realized they sucked being in the service industry. They didn't want to sell insurance. They didn't want to work in the bank. They didn't want to do those things. They wanted to work with their hands and make things, burn things and create things, which was fantastic. Come along 2008, during that economic downturn, those folks got older. We've done everything possible not to welcome the Gen Z kids in. And as I continue to mentor and go through the FIRST Robotics program and watch within our own high school, talented young men and women wanting to do things and create things with their hands and their brains, not being given an opportunity to go into the workforce because they're too young and we don't want to babysit them. Well, shame on you, old time boomer business owner. You need to open up because otherwise you're not going to have a business.
Oh yeah, exactly. And the one thing I want to interrupt, right? Is when you really sit down and you talk to these baby boomers, when you ask them, hey, when you were brought into the workforce, did you have a guide, a mentor walking alongside you? Were you an apprentice? Well, yeah. But guess what's not happening today? Those guides, those apprentices, they're not offered because, well, then I can't do my job. And the Gen Zs and the millennials that are stuck in between, they're watching this whole dynamic and they're going, well, hey, is this, why should I help them? Because guess what? They were already in the same boat. They've went through those trials and tribulations, but now there's a whole dynamic with the middles of also not helping and wanting because they're looking out for themselves. And it's also hurting on the boomers that are trying to exit because now they're also looked at as, hey, we're the more seasoned, more experienced crowd. Now the millennials and the Gen X's are taking over. And now I have to work directly with them, bring in a snotty-nosed little kid of a Gen Z. Now you're telling me I've got to mentor somebody that doesn't want to listen to what I have to say and do the job that I used to do, the way I used to do it. Right.
There's your key right there. The way I did it, the way I used to do it, the way it was there. Right. Hey, guess what? I did not grow up with a phone to be able to look up and understand, hey, what's the error code on this machine? I had to figure it out, had to go talk to somebody to understand what that meant. It's different. The learning style is different. The education is different. The way people want to be treated is different. Showing them the path of going in and starting and saying, hey, in 30 years, you can be a master machinist. It's not going to happen, yeah. Right?
You know, I've talked to different Gen X's, Gen Z's, millennials. You know, when you say, hey, in 30 years, you can aspire to be, you know, the head machinist or the master machinist or a master plumber, whatever have you. They're like, what if I don't want to do that? Who cares? I don't care. I want to come in. I want to do this job for this period of time. And they're really only looking 2 to 5 years out. They're not looking 30 years out. They're looking to, one, pay their bills and looking for a place that they can grow and that the owners respect them for who they are. They respect their values. They respect them as individuals and not just a person that turns a wrench. And all too often, we also see that attitude as well. Well, you're just another cog in the wheel. And if you aren't going to work out, I'm just going to replace you, the cog, with another cog.
Right. And the younger kids see it and they watch it and they've seen their parents go through it. It's a problem. And there's an opportunity to have some great conversations to forge the acceptance across, to understand that if you can provide a path, a 3 to 5 year path, every 3 to 5 years for somebody, they will stay. The loyalty of the Gen Z is amazing if you give them a reason to be loyal.
And that's the whole thing.
But you have to give, yeah. You have to give, yeah, them a reason.
You have to give them a reason. I'm more adamant about that than I ever used to be, just because they've watched their parents grow up and get slammed by big businesses, even by small businesses. When times are tough, it's time to pull your bootstraps up. What are you going to do? And when the companies no longer have loyalty, like the boomers were very accustomed to, is a huge sense of loyalty from the companies. That is no longer there for magnitude of reasons that we'll get into on this show about loyalty and what we can do to help bridge that with all these different generations and their thoughts and their things like that. But the Gen Zs, they're looking for something in that 3-5 year range. And we are generalizing, right? That 3 to 5 year range versus that 30 year range that the boomers were accustomed to.
Right. Cause they were going to get the job and they were going to stay there for 30 years. And it doesn't happen anymore. However, it will likely happen again if shown the path.
Absolutely.
Because there's a comfort level and there's a human nature of comfort, hunkering down. And the young kids have a different viewpoint of that as they're coming into the workforce. I just want to say, Steve, thank you so much for being willing to go on this journey together, because I'm looking very forward to understanding and seeing what we can put together, who we can bring on the show, and the dynamics that we're going to generate. So I am blessed and grateful for you to say yes to that.
Yeah, Brad, I'm stoked because it's a huge opportunity for you and for us just to be able to have these conversations, because we've been having them offline and now it's just coming to fruition. So it's just awesome that we're able to share this with so many people.
Just two dudes hanging out, talking about blue collar stuff, right? So yeah, thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.